Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, everybody, it's Doug Benson.
Hello.
You might know me from my voice or my work. And I was just on Dumb People Town.
Yeah, we're here with us right now.
First of all, we dealt with on the show someone who, a lawnmower man, a real life lawnmower
man.
What else do we do?
A pizza restaurant that doesn't want singles.
Doesn't want singles.
And then,
no slices.
Yeah, and then we met Christine Turman.
Who's
been saving up for this day for a long time.
A bucket list moment, right, Doug?
Yeah, like I was saying, I just did an episode of Dumb People Town, and now I feel this much smarter, sans gesture.
There you go.
Hey,
that's it. Dumb People Town, Doug Benson. On this episode, you have to listen to it.
Boom.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, because Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody, my name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Coming to you once again during Comic-Con in Sweet Home, San Diego! That's right, it's Saturday, July 23rd, 2022. And we're at the American Comedy Company! Caw, 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 caw. And Comic-Con is in full swing, but people won't hear this for a few days. For a little while. Comic-Con will be a memory, and then this episode will be available. Right? Because the one we did on Wednesday will come out tomorrow night. And so this one will come out on late Thursday night. Great story. Hot start to the show. I like to start things off really hot and then bring it down for the part we call Doug Plugs. I only wrote down one plug because I am so excited to get to the show today. And that one plug is, I can't even find it. That's how small it is. Here we go. Los Angeles, Sunday, August 14th. We're back at Dynasty Typewriter at the Hayworth at 4:20. For all of my dates and deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
Shh.
I think that's how shh got in there, is because one time, not even been here, somebody just was saying shh to people that were getting it wrong. And then it just got worked into the bit. But that was pretty good. Give yourselves a round of applause. I've been cheating at some of the shows lately and going out and rehearsing it with the audience before the show. But I thought, today, let's just see what the fuck happens. And we did. Do you want to hear about the prize bag? I bought a bag. I'm going to brag about this bag that I brought full of crap. Good crap, though, I think. I think it's good crap. The bag is from the... I was on the IMDb boat that's parked down there behind the convention center. They let me on there for a little bit. And, you know, they give you a swag bag. And the bag says IMDb on it. And it's yellow. It's like carrying around the Internet Movie Database, but with your stuff in it. And so some of this stuff I brought and some of it they gave me. Like, they gave me these shirts from Pair of Thieves. And they seem like nice, somebody's saying, woo, yeah, they seem like probably nice, comfortable shirts. Not my size. So they go in the prize bag. Somebody sent me a bunch of pairs of pants that have the underwear built in, which I don't know what I did to give them the impression I'm after such a thing. Oh, putting on underwear is such a hassle. I mean, I guess they're supposed to be like leisure wear or something. They look like this. But anyway, not my size. Goes in the bag. Got a lot of CBD products because I like CBD, but I don't love CBD. So I put a bunch of that shit in here. And here's the two most exciting things, I dare say. It's not exclusive, but it's like a premiere. They're doing like an exclusive Comic-Con premiere of a Funko Pop that is from the Friends TV show. Oh, shit! You might withdraw your oh shit when you hear the rest of this. Because they're getting really creative with what they turn into these little figurines over there. Because I didn't remember this. I had to be reminded of this. Apparently, Joey Tribbiani had like a penguin called Hugsy the Penguin that he spoke of on occasion. So that's what this is. Is Hugsy the Penguin. It says Friends at the top. I looked at that and I went, which fucking friend do they think looks like a cute little penguin? I would have guessed, if I had to guess, I'd say Miranda. See, that's a fun mixing up of how people call themselves something from Sex and the City. You get it. And then this weird thing that I got sent during Pando, it's from the show Search Party on HBO Max. They were like, they sent me red string so that I could like go into my basement and start putting clues together on the wall and catch a serial killer. And I was like, oh, that sounds exhausting. I don't want to catch any serial killers. I mean, I wish they'd stop. I empathize with their victims, but I can't be stringing up shit on my wall and trying to figure out that sort of thing. So that's why I'm passing this along to somebody. Ooh, there's also some socks by Bombas. Yeah, those are soft-ass socks. That's what they were originally called, but they went with Bombas instead. Bombas socks. And for every pair of socks you buy, I just got given these, so I guess I assume it still works. Somebody... you know, that needs socks is going to get a pair for free. Yeah. That's their company thing, and I think they picked a good thing. I like the concept. So all of that's in the prize bag, and I think even one of my guests might have brought something else to contribute. But let's go ahead and get them out here, shall we? Please give a big, warm Eddie the Eagle, San Diego, Gaslamp Quarter... It's inflation, so it's gasoline, 35 cents right now, but we'll get it back. We'll get it back to the quarter soon. Please give it up, everybody, for Mark Ellis, Nick Rutherford, and David Sanborn. Come on in, fellas.
What's happening?
What a welcome, everyone. How we doing, San Diego? Everybody good? Yeah.
I'll talk too.
We all get to do the comic thing. Hey, how you feeling tonight, San Diego? I don't believe you.
That's a good round of applause for Escondido, but this is San Diego.
Hey, let me real quick introduce you individually so the listeners will know which white guy is talking. And alphabetically, so you'll know when it's your turn. Ladies and gentlemen, returning to this program in triumph from a very exciting victory, I would dare say, last Wednesday night and round one of the two-part Comic-Con Doug Loves Movies experience. It's Mark Ellis, everybody!
I mean, thank you, folks. You know, Doug, you really kind of downplayed the achievement by saying he's the big winner of round one.
Well, I'm just saying that you're now the ongoing champion.
Well, that feels better.
The show has a few dangling champs, but, you know, today you're the champion. You've been champion for a few days now. How mm-hmm. has that felt all right?
You know, you walk around, people look you in the eye, feels different. I went jet skiing today.
Yeah, was it free because you're a Doug Loves Movies champion?
I walked up. I tried to pay them. They wouldn't take my money. They said, your money's no good here. Give the eagle my regards. So I was jet skiing, and then for a moment there, because there's all this madness happening at Comic-Con. Everybody's excited, running around. And I just turned the engine off, and I just sat there in the bay, and I actually heard the moment when Superman didn't show up. And it just felt so good.
We're having a lot of fun with this, but I just remembered that the episode we did on Wednesday isn't out yet. So the general public has no idea.
No. And I haven't spilled
everyone
the beans.
Everyone here knows you won because I've said that's why you're back today. And if you win again today, you'll be back again as soon as we can have you.
Just tell me when I can talk about. Was anybody in the crowd today at the show Wednesday night? There we go.
Interesting.
See?
Yeah.
And it's spoiled
business
for the rest of you.
What if they all left? They're like, oh, he won? Nope. Nuh-uh.
Well, thanks to those people in the back doing the two-banger, were you sitting in the back Wednesday night as well? Oh, you were at the high tops. So you're never on time, you know? Always. You'll come to every party, but you're not going to get there when you need to be there to get the best spot. Or maybe you like sitting back there. I like sitting in the back of a comedy club. Yeah, it's a good spot, right? I mean, this whole club's great. It's a perfect size, as long as you're not sitting next to Zoltar, because he keeps saying shit. He keeps talking shit over there in the corner. But the Ronald McDonald statue is only creepy. It doesn't speak. It's only creepy to look at. Yeah, I mean, if ever there was a horror movie waiting to happen, it's somebody putting on a Ronald McDonald costume.
That's why I love where the green room is, because if we're on stage and Ronald McDonald stands up, we have the panic room right there. We'll get as many of you in as we can.
Yeah, we just gotta go hide behind the bookcase. Which is the weirdest comedy club. It's the weirdest entrance to a green room. But I'm sure I've referred to it many times over the years, much like Eddie the Eagle over here, who is the only backdrop in comedy that stays lit with no shadows on it while comedians are standing directly in front of it. It is a modern miracle how that thing is always the most prominent thing on this stage, as it should be, because his name is Edward T. Eagle. And he's even been on this show, and people love to do impressions of him. But let's go ahead and say hi to our other guests as I quickly figure out which comes first, an R or an S. Give it up, everybody. He's been on the show before in San Diego, I believe, at this very club. It's Nick Rutherford, everybody.
Hey, I'm Nick Rutherford. Hey. Let me hear it, San Diego. That's right. Give me a San Diego. Woo, woo. That's what we do down here. That's what we all, you're we, like, guys always do.
You're like those times when I have a DJ on the show. It's always a mistake. No, seriously, there have been some good ones.
Let's clear the air with a San Diego woo, woo. Yeah, they're losing steam on it, man. They're bailing on the bit. Even
yeah, no, yeah. They're saving up their vocal cords for laughter and joy, not just robotic callbacks. Doing what they're told.
We get that out of the way. The whole show is robotic callbacks.
We get that out. No, we get out of the way early in the show, though. So the rest of the time, I'm like, don't yell at things. Thanks for coming. Don't yell at things. Okay, so, which is what they say before Jeopardy starts taping. Thanks for coming. Please don't yell things. And usually people are pretty polite. That was one thing that was fun on Wednesday night, is that there was a lady, perhaps the folks in the back can corroborate this, who seemed like she was gonna be a drunken, interrupting mess at the beginning of the show. And she pulled it together and I never heard from her again. She either just decided to be quiet or died right there in her seat and nobody noticed. But she became almost a dream audience member. I'd prefer someone to be laughing than just, you know, dead in the room. But you know, what can you say?
I do hope she's okay.
I think she is. I just say, you know, that's yeah. How, as performers, that's what happens. You leave the stage, sometimes you never see the person again. I don't know. I didn't mean to bring up that anything bad could have happened to her, but she certainly did seem like she was drunk and annoying, and then she disappeared from my life.
Isn't that the best?
I'll always wonder. Yeah, I don't mind the mystery.
Yeah, they take care of the problem themselves, so that's great.
But Nick, what did you, had a panel appearance yesterday at Comic-Con?
Yeah, I moderated a panel for the Vindicators, which is, okay, a lot of fans.
People went nuts for that. Yeah.
He wore them out with the woos already. They were ready to go crazy for Vindicator, and they're like, gassed. We're tired, Nick.
It's a Rick and Morty spinoff. So, okay, now you guys are
now
on my side.
Fuck you guys. Interested.
It's too late. So they did like a spinoff series called The Vindicators. It was created by Sarah Carbiner and Erica Rosby. And I got to moderate a panel in a big room.
Was it vindicating?
It was vindicating. And it indicated an interest in the show. Yeah. It was fun. I've never done that before. We did a Q&A. And a lot of guys in like morph suits came up, and so you could just tell what their dicks look like. You definitely know what like all of their dicks look like.
Yeah, you just don't know about any kind of coloration issues, but you definitely know the shape.
Yeah, you know what their genitals are like. It's a thin line between cosplay and exposing yourself to children.
It was a guy in a warf costume?
No, like morph suits. Like just, you know, it's Spider-Man. Any Spider-Man out there.
I thought you said Worf, and I was like, could you see the little protrusions? Like his forehead? Is it down there too? Or is it just, you know, like the indentation? Worf, he's hung like a horse, but he's got the little fins.
Is that in the Star Trek canon?
Oh, it is.
It's in the books.
It's in the book that I'm currently writing. I moderated a panel for it yesterday in my hotel room.
I'm going to just go ahead and introduce our third guest now. Seems as good a time as any.
Probably for the best.
Yeah.
Plucked from this very audience to become what turns out to be, it looks like, a regular on this program. Ladies and gentlemen, David Sanborn is here.
Hello, everyone. I'm one of you.
Hometown hero. David, give us a woo. Give us a San Diego woo woo.
Woo woo.
Yeah.
They're going to so root against us now.
I'm here to fulfill my dream of beating Mark Ellis in trivia, and that's it.
All right, well, don't forget about Nick over there.
He's here too.
Yeah.
Hey, man. I love the city you live in.
Thanks for taking a break from moderating panels to join us down here, Nick.
Sorry, I'm a hot shot.
Coming down from your ivory tower.
They put you know, all the windows in every hotel is covered with like an ad for The Rookie. So Which now there's two the rookies. Did you know there's
two rookies?
What? Yeah, there's a second fucking rookie.
Two rookies.
The rookie.
A rookie spin-off, like Rookie Las Vegas?
No, the rookie colon fed.
Fed rookie?
Yeah, it's a federal rookie.
I thought the rookie was the main character of the show. It's just a different rookie, right?
They're printing money now.
Why can't they call it another rookie?
It's the rookie fed, and she's a rookie, and she's in the fed. And
oh,
she's
also it's lady
55
rookie?
Years old. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the other rookie. They're old rookies. You get it.
Yeah, but she's in the FBI. Fillion is still like writing traffic tickets.
Yeah, like, he's just walking beats. And he's like, how do I write a ticket? I'm new at this job. It's been 7 seasons.
You imagine being that guy's age and still being yelled at, being threatened with traffic duty. Now there's a new rookie that's in the FBI working at the Pentagon, getting shit done.
I'm not hearing anything you're saying because I'm just mad that there's a rookie too. I can't get the unnecessary spinning off of things. Did you hear they're making a CSY? So anyway, I introduced everybody, right? Oh, but here's the thing about our friend David Sanborn. Can I tell him what's going to happen to you?
Oh, yeah.
He's dying.
I was like, what's happening to me?
He's not going to be with us much longer. And
yeah, six weeks, right?
Yeah,
six weeks is the latest.
This is the wish, everyone. You're looking at it. This was the wish.
Yeah.
When I said fulfill my wish, it was a make-a-wish. So.
Yeah. Which is weird, because Make-A-Wish usually doesn't say, sure, we'll get you involved in a competition where we'll guarantee you a win, because that's what you said you wanted, so we'll hopefully get that for you today.
We're not throwing the match.
You know, a win like this could turn around whatever disease it is we've decided you have.
It's a Doug Loves Movies miracle.
Whatever it is that's killing you, let's try to fight it today. Let's try to see if by the end of the show you're healthy.
Don't now, say that, because then if Nick or I win... We killed David.
And you have to live with that.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, but you don't. And we will continue on riding jet skis.
Moderating panels.
Yeah. I got no problem with that, man. I just met you. I got no horses in your race.
Let's murder an 11-year-old tonight, shall we, San Diego?
I would think that, Mark, you must get exhausted how far you're willing to drag a premise.
I dragged it from my hotel.
Just lifting it and carrying it all this way. But it's always such a fun time, not only doing the shows here at American Comedy Company, but with these three particular gentlemen. And the point I was trying to make is David is moving away to the other side of
to
the
heaven.
It's called heaven. It's called heaven. Other people call it Florida. It goes by a couple names. Yeah, he's moving
to
Florida.
It's not my choice.
They are sadder now that you're moving to Florida than when you were dying.
Yeah,
listen.
I mean, he's trading one SeaWorld for another. What's the big deal?
All right, let's give David a chance to respond. We're going to give him 7 seconds to defend himself. Why are you moving to Heaven's Waiting Room?
Listen. My wife makes the money, and I gotta follow that money, or else I have to work.
Fair.
And I don't want to do that.
I want to see David's dick. Give that guy a Spider-Man costume. I want to see his web slinger.
She works so I can guest star on podcasts, and that's how it works.
That's fair.
I'm a feminist, is what I'm saying.
I'm not. I'll make the goddamn money. Even if nobody will date me.
Okay, Mark Ellis. You are first today in Recommendation Nation. That's where I ask all of my guests to just recommend one movie so that people can be like, oh, yeah, maybe I'll check that out if it's something they haven't seen. Mark, what do you have for us today? Last time you were here, you recommended like the most successful movie of the year.
Yeah.
So you really stuck your neck out.
I can't do Top Gun Maverick again?
You can. I mean, there's no rules to this part. We'll move on a lot quicker, that's for sure.
I don't want
to have the same conversation again.
I'll do the old Doug Loves Movies gag where I just picked the most recent film I saw in theaters, and that was Thor: Love and Thunder. And that was silence. Wow.
You got a gasp.
There was a gasp. Yeah, there was kind of a quiet gasp over there.
One woman fainted.
Somebody was kind of like, oh, okay, you did that? Interesting. So you're recommending it?
I'd recommend Thor Love and Thunder, especially because I paid $12, and that is the cheapest Guns N' Roses concert I ever went to. It's just GNR throughout the whole movie, and I'm not complaining about that. A lot of funny jokes. There's some repeat gags. There's some premises that they stretch throughout the entire movie, and I found them delightful. So, yeah, Thor Love and Thunder, check it out. You see Hemsworth's ass. What more do you want?
He's so handsome.
God, he's good looking. Right, David? Right, David?
Right, yeah.
Jesus.
And you only paid $12.
Some lady in the audience just went, God damn it.
Yeah, I know.
That's how upset she is about his good looks.
That's how attractive he is. It's
God,
just like,
damn.
Fuck, look at him.
Fucking guy.
Motherfucker, God damn
fuck.
It.
Have you seen that he can wear any hairstyle? Yeah.
And when he was like real fat, he was more handsome. Fuck.
Fucking fat Thor didn't help anybody. Didn't help any real fat guys. Because they're not as handsome. All right, here we go.
God damn it.
Not a hair on it either, you know?
His ass.
Yeah, just like a baby's ass, except ripped.
I'd let him fuck me. I would. Okay, we can cut things out.
I really did the thing of my nightmares, and I brought Wednesday's script instead of today's script, so I don't have any of the material.
You don't have today's script in
there? I don't have any of the games.
This is good. This is probably how it was when you started. It's just off the cuff, right?
I have a prediction I'm going to win today. I got a good feeling about this.
I was there too, I know. You got competition here.
Yeah, David was in the audience, so this would just be like, you know, let's play the games again and just fuck over Nick.
Yeah, this
And Nick is also here.
This is like the game for me. You guys can just really confuse me. This is like Michael Douglas, The Game, which is a movie.
You know, Doug loves those.
I was so excited about some of the games and stuff I came up with for today.
Is it in the green room? Is it in the car?
It's at the fucking hotel.
Which we just found out was very far away.
It's in Hamul.
All right. I have a workaround if you want.
It's far enough away that if anyone went there to get it, you know, like if I had anybody that could go get
you have an eagle.
They wouldn't, yeah. they wouldn't get back in time. It would take too long. And I can't play these games from memory. There's so much shit that I wrote out.
I have a workaround if you want it.
I'm interested in a workaround, as is this entire audience.
I have an emergency failsafe. So, as some of you may know, I host a show called the Movie Trivia Schmodown.
Here he goes.
And,
Here he got him started. Here he goes.
On my phone, I happen to I own a cellular telephone. On
you
it,
you and your ivory tower
in
too.
In the green room, I have all of the questions from the Schmodown. If you just want me to quiz the three of you for the next 45 minutes.
Wow, that is an interesting proposition. You know, I love playing trivia. You know, I love participating, and I never get to do that on my own movie trivia show. And every time I've competed in the Schmodown, I had like one win and two losses, and one of the losses was one of the most embarrassing things that's ever happened to me. And it's those things when you're in intense trivia situations, it's crazy what your mind will just say. You don't need to know this word right now, and you know everything else about the answer except for that word or that whatever it was that fucked me up. But now I worry. And another reason why I'm excited about playing trivia right now is I'm starting to worry that my trivia knowledge is starting to wane because I pay less attention to the new trivia.
You're out of shape.
And who cares about the older shit?
I have old shit.
David Wayne, Red Hot American Summer.
What just happened?
That's a movie.
Are you from another multiverse where Doug brought the correct script?
Are you answering questions I'm asking somewhere else? Yeah, David Wayne directed Wet Hot American Summer. That's all you just said. That was the statement.
It's been a long weekend, my friend.
Yeah. Having a good time.
He's not wrong. You also have a phone yourself, Doug, because you're doing well like I am. So you could pull up. We could do like the IMDb game, or we could do like the Leonard Maltin game. You could go to some old school games.
Well, the Leonard Maltin app doesn't exist anymore. Thanks for dragging me into this. Because there's people out there that do love and miss the Leonard Maltin game, but it is too hard to teach to new guests.
Hey, I'm just a fixer. I'm the Ray Donovan of this show.
No, I like the Schmodown thing, and now I'm going to do my thing for a little bit and then point to you when I want the Schmodown thing.
Can I go get my phone then?
Well, you don't have to get it right away, or do you need to start prepping it?
No.
You could just pull up trivia. You just have...
Pull it up, baby.
Fucking ready to go.
Ready to go.
Questions that have already been asked on the Schmodown?
Some old, some new. You never know.
But we don't... None of us are real viewers of the Schmodown, so...
You haven't been invited.
We can't cheat. We can't cheat in that sense. I mean, is there a chance I'll recognize some of the questions from having played in events?
I don't think you'd recall them too quickly.
You got me. I mean, this is fucking... I cannot believe this that I... Because I'll think to myself as I'm putting the script in my bag and leaving the hotel, I'll think to myself, you know, double check, make sure this is the right script. But I will fucking trick myself sometimes. But usually I'm a lot closer to the hotel.
You were holding that script in the green room for the half hour before the show.
Yeah. No, because I don't look at it until I come out here.
Clearly.
Yeah, because it's all written down. Why do I need to look at it? But the games were like, you know, ones where like quotations from movies and stuff were involved. And I'm not going to remember them. And so it's not right to play it inaccurately.
You did like the intro and everything. It didn't have today's date.
No, I know. I didn't. I just say that stuff and look at it if I need it. I just said it all without looking down. This is I first looked down when you guys were recommending movies, and I already have for Mark Top Gun Maverick.
Don't you dare blame this on
when he recommended it the other night.
I knew you'd find a way to blame Tom Cruise for this. It is not his fault.
Yeah, I blame all of Scientology for me bringing the wrong script, and. You know, what are you going to do? But, I just didn't look at it till then. This is so weird.
It's too bad we wasted all the crowd's energy on woos.
I know.
Oh, now they're doing it naturally.
Now they're doing it because, let's face it, you know, it's kind of a one-of-a-kind, exciting episode of the show. Not only do we have a guest who is dying... We also have a host who is going to participate instead of hosting. So we're going to have to work out a couple of details and then thrill the listeners when we come back from commercial with the exciting turn that this show has taken. We'll be right back!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
And we're back!
San Diego, let me hear you woo.
We're back and we're having a real fuck it, we'll do it live moment. But we figured some things out during the break, but we're going to figure out more things out during the next break. But before we do that, we still have to get some recommendations out of these fellows. Have we gotten any of them yet?
We got...
I gave you Thor, Mark. Love, and Thunder, yeah. And then the wheels came off a little bit.
Yeah. Mark gave us Thor, and then I went to write it down and went, this isn't the right piece of paper. What an asshole I am.
Although Top Gun, Love, and Thunder kind of would work.
I'd see it.
That should be the next one.
Got my $10.
What was the Tom Cruise race car driver movie?
Days of Thunder.
Days of Thunder.
Yeah? That's what you're recommending?
No.
Damn.
No.
Oh, you're just playing your own little trivia game
over
there?
Yeah, I'm just connecting things. I'm a connector.
Okay. But can you recommend something?
Yeah. I think there's this documentary that I think you can watch on Netflix, and it's called Tread. Yeah?
Wow.
And it's bonkers. It's this guy, it didn't happen that long ago, and I don't even remember how, I did not see this in the news. A guy who's completely unhinged built a tank and then just went on a tear. He took like a Caterpillar tractor and covered it in steel and then just blew out of his barn and just went nuts. Yeah. It's a really good documentary.
I love how the crowd is like, should we be cheering for the documentary or are we rooting for this guy?
And he's like, I forget what his manifesto was. It was unclear, but it was like, people are mean to me.
There was like one person who cheered for the movie, but like 30 people who cheered for, yeah, that guy has a tank.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty cool tank.
Right,
and like
but also
cops
I think...
are just like blinging off and like bling, bling, and he's just fucking.
They should have called that movie Tank.
They should have
called
it Tank.
Because some people like it, but didn't remember it's called Tread. I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
I think that's where this delayed reaction occurred. Okay, that's a good one. Thank you for that recommendation. You think it's on a streamer?
I'm pretty sure it's on Netflix right now.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. I want to see that. Okay. David, do you have one?
Yeah. I am going to recommend The Faculty.
I was just watching that in a hotel room that didn't have good options.
It is a good option, though.
Well, it was the best option. I'll give you that. It may not be the best Robert Rodriguez movie. It may not be the best one-eyed Jon Stewart movie, or Raymond Usher movie. But it is pretty diverting, I think.
I like it. I think all the effects are kind of cool. And like, I think it's one of Robert Rodriguez's. Wow, that's hard to say.
Robert Rodriguez's. Wait, what do you mean?
I think it's one of his best, yeah.
What do you mean one-eyed Jon Stewart? Does he have one eye in it?
For some reason, he has an eye patch on in the end credits. I didn't see his part in the movie because he's in like towards the beginning,
it's,
I think.
It's for a reason.
Yeah.
It's a good reason.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Did he lose an eye?
Maybe he loses an eye in the movie.
I guess you got to watch the movie.
Yeah.
It's on HBO Max if you want to watch it.
Yeah, but watch your eyes also. Don't let anybody take one of your eyes. While you're watching The Faculty. That's Eddie's favorite movie, The Faculty. All right. The Faculty is on HBO Max.
What are these notes for, Doug?
I have to write down the movies you recommended.
Yeah, but why?
Because then I post on Twitter and make it a competition make you look like an asshole who picked a bad movie.
Okay.
No, it's just a fun way of like saying to people, hey, have you seen these movies? Let's talk about these movies.
He's getting back up on the horse, all right? He had a mishap with his notes, but damn it, he's back to writing them.
Oh, yeah.
Will he remember them tonight? Probably not, no, but he's writing them.
American Comedy Company came to the rescue. They brought me a piece of paper. They brought me Mark Ellis, who's going to take over in a little bit. But
I love how I offered the game that's going to guarantee I don't get to win. Because I'm asking the question.
That's a good point.
Look at me. I've won enough.
But then you remain. Then you haven't lost. So you remain
a
champion, and you get to come back whenever you want.
I'm dangling, baby.
Whenever you want. Wow. Just throw a dart at a calendar and tell me, and you're on the show.
We're dangling.
Christmas Day.
No.
6 a.m.
Not going to make one on Christmas Day, probably. I don't know what day of the week Christmas is this year. If it falls on a Sunday, I might be making one. But anyway, we'll see.
I can't make that. They play the NFL on Sunday. I can't do it.
Yeah, you can.
Not available.
No. No. When I do my 4:20 afternoon shows, I swap them over to Saturdays once the football season starts.
Just thank
because,
you.
For you and like-minded people.
Who can I get a monitor with the college football game of note on?
Right now?
This, no. this guy just takes and takes.
That's the only link to actual movie trivia on the show today.
Oh, so lord it over us, King Phone.
I mean, I could still play some games. I just wouldn't be as fun and professional as I normally am.
However you want to do it, Doug.
Yeah, I want to do it in a way where, you know, it ends on a game where, you know, someone isn't sitting here trying to remember it, trying to recall what I wrote down. But we got plenty of games where I could just play it because it doesn't have material, you know what I mean? But yeah. I also don't want to swap it up that way.
Like because, build a title.
Because I'm excited. Exactly. That's what I was going to go till Schmodown Hoedown started talking.
Okay.
And then I got excited about getting to play.
Yeah, I'm glad you're
I'm excited to play. Are you excited to watch me play? I appreciate that. I feel like some aren't, but have my back anyway. And I really like that about you.
Can we switch seats? I think you should be competing.
Oh, interesting.
Again, here comes demands.
You have to write down everything.
I've always thought the host should be in the middle. And this is finally, we're going to try it that
Let's
way.
Let's do
we're
it.
We're going to see how it works with
Let's
you
the
in
dice.
The middle hosting and me over here. It's true. I don't really need a table if I'm not don't have any shit.
You're gonna
want to
write
down.
Little things down on that piece of paper you're gonna bring to the next show by accident.
Yeah, I have to make little notes like edit what Nick said 38 minutes in.
That's what it is. Oh man.
But I like it over here though, so I'll stay here. But we're gonna get to that. We're gonna get to that.
What a twist.
Very soon.
Okay.
But I still have to announce to the listeners who the three of you are playing for today, or who I didn't pick a name tag. That was the point, was I was going to pick one. Oh, I picked you.
Hey, you
I wrote down Mark.
You wrote down Mark?
I wrote down Mark, yeah.
Oh, wait, is that your name?
No.
That's your name.
His name is Al or Casey. You want to just pick any name. I remember all of his names and wrote down Mark instead of Doug. All right, so
I love that I'm in
Doug,
your head.
Doug, that's me. I'm playing for a TV reference, so we're not even gonna get into it. But his name is Casey. Thank you for coming, Nick.
Yes.
Who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Kip, who has a striptease. Thank you, Kendall, who has a striptease poster called Kip Tease. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And then David is playing for
Leslie. Couldn't remember if it was Tesla.
Leslie. I like the way you said Leslie. It sounded like you're British for just a second.
Clue Leslie.
Less so now.
Yeah. It's Clue Leslie. Yeah.
Leslie?
Just the name Leslie makes you sound British for a second. Leslie. All right. That's who everybody's playing for. We're going to play Schmodown. I just got a drink that I think is for somebody else.
I think that's mine.
Yay, look at that. Yummy.
Wait, who are you playing for? Not you.
He's playing for the whole Leslie thing we just did.
Oh, right. I got distracted by the British guy.
The one with Leslie?
Yeah.
Make him say Leslie into a microphone so the listeners know.
No, it's okay. They trust you. They trust you.
Leslie?
Yeah.
I feel weird now.
You put him all in his head.
I didn't like it. I didn't like what I did to you, sir. And I'm sorry.
All right. I'm glad you guys worked that out. Just in time for another commercial break. There's gotta be two of them in every show, so there you go. We'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back! Take it away, Mark Ellis.
All right. Hi, I'm Mark, and I'm the host of Mark and Joy's Movies, but this is actually Doug Loves Movies, and Doug Benson kind enough to let me run the show because somebody left their manifesto at home. So here's how we're going to play. It's going to be two rounds of movie trivia, Nick versus Doug versus the dying David. So round number one, whoever gets to 10 points first wins the round. The winner of the round gets 3 points. The runner-up of the round gets 2 points. The third place gets 1 point, and then we'll play another round. Round two will be the round that determines the winner of the show.
If I was listening to this on a podcast app, I would go back and play it at half speed.
And then each competitor gets a lifeline.
Okay, no.
One lifeline. You get to ask whoever you're playing for. If you don't think you know the answer to the question, but you think they might, here's how we determine the categories. I am going to get...
Look at Doug. He's so happy. He's so happy he gets to play a game instead of being the game master.
Yeah, it's called turning a disaster into the best thing that's ever happened. Because I am going to also win today. Can I get a scotch? I'm kidding.
San Diego woo-woo?
If you've ever seen Doug Benson play the Schmodown, it's a different Doug Benson. It's intense and it's fun. Here's how I'm going to arrive at the categories. We're actually going to get them from the crowd. It's going to be from my mind based on the competitor's selections for what they recommended in the previous segment.
Wow.
Doug, I need a movie recommendation from you or your favorite
shit.
Movie of all time.
Oh, man. My current recommendations, I've been saying, if you have Apple TV, watch Cha-Cha Real Smooth. Yeah, it's the Nick Rutherford story.
What does that mean?
The guy has, no, the guy has similar hair.
What does that mean, man?
He's very likable.
Oh, good, good.
Okay, that'll work.
Dakota Johnson likes him.
I am going to ask one question to kick us off here, and this is the only question where you're going to be tied. So whoever buzzes in first, your buzzer is simply the correct answer. If you think you know it, you get one guess at it. That person will be going first in round number one. Here's the question. Is everybody ready to play? What 1980s film has the line, "This one's got a cute little stripe on his head"?
Gremlins.
David Sanborn's first, everyone.
Is it Gremlins?
And the movie is Gremlins. Okay, Kip, let's do this.
And David, your recommended piece of entertainment was?
The Faculty.
Yeah. All right, so we are going to go to horror movies for you.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
That's going to be horror movies. And your first question in the category of horror movies, are you ready, David?
As I'll ever be.
Just David, right?
Yeah, it's just me. Just me? Is it just me? Yeah.
Just David.
David, if you need to lie down during this or anything because your body gets too weak, let us know.
Can I borrow your mic stand, Doug?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Maybe they have a mic stand.
What's that?
I don't know.
I have one because I want to be hands-free.
Oh, yeah,
but you guys don't have them because if I have an actor on Douglas movies and you give them a mic stand, they don't know.
Not good at using them.
Comedians are good with them, but
yeah.
All right.
Everyone else isn't.
David, your question, kicking things off here.
Oh, boy.
In which John Carpenter film does Kurt Russell co-star with Wilford Brimley and Keith David?
The Thing.
That is 2 points for David. He got it right.
I just watched that 2 weeks ago for the first time.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was really good.
David, with the days you have left, maybe it's time to get out into some nature.
Good movie. So now we go over to Nick Rutherford. Nick, you picked a movie called Tread that should have been called Tank that is streaming. So your category is streaming movies.
Ooh. Wow. That is the broadest really category fun. Ever.
Wow.
Nice to narrow it down.
It's only been in existence for like 7 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your question. Bad Robot and Netflix surprised audiences with a drop of a film in what franchise, subtitled Paradox, after the Super Bowl in 2018?
That would be the Star Trek franchise. I'm joking. I'm joking. Why would I say that? The Bourne Identity stuff. It's the Bourne guy. I'm fucking joking. It's a comedy show. You're allowed to have joke answers.
How many? Is it like 3 jokes he's out? How does this work?
Paradox. That's not a thing. That didn't happen. Somebody look it up. That didn't happen. It is, of course, Toy Story.
That is incorrect. Okay. We're looking for Cloverfield. So.
Cloverfield. Yeah. People knew it.
Nick, not on the board yet. We
like
go
me.
Over to the host of the show, usually Doug Benson. All right, Doug, and since you were so on board with my pick for a movie, Top Gun Maverick, your category is Tom Cruise films.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I'm gonna go change my pants after this.
And your question is, which 1990s film was Tom Cruise directed by Neil Jordan in?
Now, where are you at with getting the title exactly right? You know what I mean?
There's
been controversy on Jeopardy lately because people get sloppy on Final Jeopardy, you know. Like, it's got to be the exact wording.
I'll be a little lenient.
Right. Yeah, you gave him the thing when it's John Carpenter's the thing. Okay, so...
Wow, you've been holding on to that.
I'm already dying.
I was just thrilled. I was just happy I remembered that had just happened.
It was like, good.
I
was like, that's good.
That'll be a good reference. Okay. Oh, God damn it, because I just hate the way this title is phrased, but I'm going to say Interview with the Vampire.
It wasn't a vampire, it was the vampire. That is correct. Doug Benson's got
it.
2 points.
I did it.
All right. Woo. And we go back to David.
That's not a San Diego woo. That's a
Southern sweating woo.
Yeah, that's a sweet tea woo right there.
It is 2-2-0, and now I realize just how annoying I've been to Doug on previous iterations of this show. Because now I'm hosting, but everybody's got one more little bit, don't you? Y'all got one more little tag, because you're in front of a live crowd, and it's exciting.
Yeah.
I get it. All right, back to the dying kid. David, thriller movies, horror films. I'm going to feel so bad if, like, something happens.
I think you got to let that go, man, you know.
All right, here we go.
If something happens to David soon, we're all going to feel very powerful, like we had, you know, we made it happen somehow. We willed it.
All right, David, your next question. Keep in mind, every competitor here has one lifeline they can ask the person that they're playing for some help if you need it. Your question, David, in the category of horror movies, what actress played Danielle Bowen, the daughter of Sam, in 1991's Cape Fear? Was that a bro?
Yeah, there's lots of... I love how everybody's being verbal. They're not saying the answer, but they're... I hope nobody's, like, quoting the lines of the actress or anything.
Is there steals? Can you steal?
There's no steals in round one.
No steals.
Keep in mind, competitors can ask for multiple choice if they want.
What?
Yeah. Oh.
Those rules go by so fast.
I'll do that. Multiple choice.
Speed.
Multiple choice.
Your multiple choice options: is it A, Winona Ryder; B, Juliette Lewis; C, Samantha Mathis; or D, Jenny Wright?
Hey, when it's multiple choice, try not to clap for the one that you think is the correct answer.
No, that's just a fan of multiple choice.
You know what's fun when you think when I asked, "Can you steal?" I was like, "I know this." And then all four choices came out, and none of them were the one that I was thinking of.
I'm going to go with whatever C was.
See? Samantha Mathis is incorrect. We're looking for Juliette Lewis.
Juliette Lewis.
Juliette
yes.
Lewis.
She's in every movie.
That was one of her first movies.
She's wonderful. So now we go back to Nick Rutherford looking to get on the board here with his category streaming movies.
Wait, so when he got the multiple choice, that would have knocked him back to he could only get one point if he answered it?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
I'm so clear now. Nick, don't forget that. You can't get
it. Yeah, I know. I should go multiple choice next time.
Yeah, you should go for it every time. Just get it right away. Don't even wait for it.
Gotcha.
2-2-0.
Thank you. That's very a lot of confidence there. Thank you.
Nick Rutherford, you're up. And your question for
multiple
2 points.
Multiple choice, please. Just give me the choices. Don't even give me the question. I'm going in fucking blind. Yeah. Yeah, Kip. Don't even want the question.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to allow this, but I'm going to give you 2 points if you get it right. I'm not asking the question.
We're going to get it right.
Multiple choice without hearing the question.
Right.
Let's see. I'll try to clap for the answer now.
What's the category?
The category
streaming movies.
For those of you listening, Rutherford has gotten out of his chair and is now pacing on the stage.
Well, I gotta think.
Your options for 2 points without hearing the question is it A, Jonathan Majors, B, Lakeith Stanfield, C, Jovan Adepo, or D, Michael B. Jordan?
Lakeith Stanfield.
I'd go B. Is that Lakeith is B?
Lakeith is B.
That's my guess too.
Yeah.
You're both wrong. It was Michael B. Jordan.
Oh! What was the question? Who's better, Michael B. Jordan or Lakeith Stanfield?
The question was, who does Mark think has the best abs? Who plays the lead in the film Without Remorse?
Was the question.
Good one. What if I phoned my friend for that one? I fucked up.
You could have. Strategy is a big part of this game, Nick, so try to focus.
I don't know. Kendall keeps bringing me drinks up here.
Back to Tom Cruise movies for Doug.
Oh, here we go.
All right, Doug, your next question. Here we go. In what 1980s film does Tom Cruise play a young, cocky character named Vincent Lauria?
For a second, I was like, God damn it, I don't know if I know the names of Tom Cruise characters. But then I was like, I don't think there's a Tom Cruise character name I wouldn't recognize. You know what I mean? Because he's always fucking around with bullshit like...
He's stalling.
Repeat the question? I know all the spelling bee tactics.
All right, so you
drag
need
to... this out until it comes to me.
You need the question twice. Rutherford didn't even need to hear it.
Yeah.
And see how that worked out, Kip? You're going to lose today, my friend.
The answer is The Color of Money.
That is correct for 2 points. Wow. All right, Benson takes the lead. It is 4-2.
He even wears a shirt during much of it that says Vince on it.
That does help. All right, this one is a toughie for David Sanborn in the category of horror movies. And here it is.
Just take the multiple choice, man.
In the 2005 film Red Eye, Rachel McAdams' character is threatened that which member of her family will be killed if she doesn't help in a terrorist plot?
It's...
The most supportive audience.
And if I say multiple choice, it's just going to be like her dad, her brother, her son. Like,
you know how this game is played.
But it would be her dying son, probably.
Which, in that case, it's like I'm not doing it.
That is an interesting one. Where multiple choice won't really
and
help.
And I haven't seen this movie, but I know this movie.
You've seen it. You just don't want to admit
it. I'd say guess something.
Yeah.
Her.
Just take a swing at one of them.
You were actually right when you were complaining about multiple choice. Like, it could be her dad. It was her dad. That's
her
correct
dad.
I was going to say dad, Kip.
Because isn't that movie like starts off as like a rom-com kind of thing, right?
They have a kind of a cute camaraderie.
It's Wes Craven, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, Cillian Murphy plays the...
I love how you look at me like I've seen all these movies. Like,
sorry.
Yeah, he's just the host.
You don't have all the information there.
I just write
the
questions. I don't have time to watch movies. Yeah. Back to Nick Rutherford.
Yeah.
4-2-0. You're with zero. You can get 2 points. If you get this question correct in the category of streaming movies.
Right.
And
yeah.
Here it is.
Let's just make the category be everything, because you have fucked me here, man. I look like a fool. To San Diego, the woo-woo thing was fun, and now people are like, who the fuck is this monkey? And I hate it.
Hey, you're the guy that recommended the heartwarming story of a guy who built a tank.
Yeah.
Here's your question in the category of streaming movies. Who plays Matthew Meyerowitz, the half-brother of Adam Sandler's Danny, in the Noah Baumbach-directed The Meyerowitz Stories, new and selected?
I mean, I know it.
Kip just threw too. Up a C. He didn't even hear the choices. I like that we're flying by the seat of our pants, guys. We're not. We want C. We don't think we should get the negative points for the multiple choice. Whatever C is on your book, that's what we want.
Yeah. Luckily, I don't have to determine if the points would be fair or not, because that is incorrect. We are looking
you
for...
You piece of shit.
We're looking for Ben Stiller. Yeah.
Ben Stiller. Come on. The Meyerowitz brothers.
Yeah. Nobody liked that question.
Dustin all right. Hoffman.
Over to Doug Benson, who all of a sudden can take a commanding lead. He's up 4-2.
And what's the third guy have?
The third guy is not on stage.
Right.
And so we just have Doug just Doug and David here. And my co-host Nick.
Right.
Who is a wonderful panel moderator,
thank
I should
you.
Point out. He's I not being vindicated him. In movie trivia necessarily, but he's here. Tom Cruise is your category, Doug. Are you ready for your next question?
Any time now.
For 2 more points. Here it is.
Do it.
What 2010s Tom Cruise-led action film features supporting performances from Jessica Stroop, Robert Knepper, and Kobe Smulders?
Okay. Oh!
Do have
that's
multiple
an interesting,
choice.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I like the commanding lead part.
You could just say a letter.
But I also...
You could just say one of the early letters.
I'm just trying to think of what kind of worthless part Colby had in a Tom Cruise... I'm going to go ahead and guess. Right? Should I guess?
Yeah.
I mean, you're winning.
Minority Report.
Looking for Jack Reacher.
Oh,
never go back.
Jackar.
Yeah.
The Jacker.
The Jacker.
I should have gone multiple choice. Yeah, she was like the, Colby was in that.
I'm glad you didn't just guess Jack Reacher, because it was Jack Reacher, Never Go Back, the sequel.
Oh, that's
so
a
that
tough,
even,
tough
yeah.
one with
you
the titles.
You wouldn't have counted
yes.
that.
Yeah, that would have been tougher.
Yeah, I might not have gone for the sequel.
That would have hurt more.
The thing you love about Jack Reacher, he never goes back. Forgets his wallet at Chili's, he's got to get a new wallet. Never goes back. David, you're up. You can tie Doug Benson with the lead if you get this question.
Oh, go shit. David.
And Dave, this could be your legacy.
Thanks, brah.
All right. In the category of thriller / horror movies, what actor was featured in the films The Fugitive, The Hunted, and Double Jeopardy? This is a cocky crowd.
Multiple choice.
All right, your 4 options for a point. Is it A, Harrison Ford, B, Woody Harrelson, C, Tommy Lee Jones, or D, Joe Pantoliano?
Ooh.
Okay. I don't think it's right.
That's the confidence we need right now.
Can you repeat the options one more time?
I can give you the options one more time. Is it A, Harrison Ford, B, Woody Harrelson, C, Tommy Lee Jones, or D, Joey Pants?
Just whatever he says, give it to him.
I'm going
to
go D.
Remember when they were getting correct answers before?
Yeah, yeah.
That is incorrect. Looking for Tommy Lee Jones.
It fucking was Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee
Jones. Tommy Lee Jones.
And against all odds, Nick Rutherford still in the ball game here.
So I need a 2 at least, right?
It would help if you got a two.
Okay, Kip.
It would really help if you got a two.
Let's just throw this shit away again. Okay?
All right.
You're not Kip.
Here is your question. And again, reminder to the audience, please don't whisper if you think you know the correct answer.
Yeah. Or yell it.
Or don't even...
Don't matter to me.
Who starred in and directed the Netflix science fiction film, The Midnight Sky?
Right.
Ooh. I love that Nick passed all these movies on his way to watch Tread.
What if he asked his lifeline?
Wait, is Midnight Sky about the little boy who has powers?
Well, first of all, you can't ask any questions.
I'm just talking. It's not a question.
You can't ask anybody anything about what's happening.
Kip,
you can
how do you
only
feel about
just
this one?
Answer the question. You can't ask Kip how he feels about it. You just have to go to him for help. But
him
I have a question.
Eyes.
I have a question.
All right.
As the former host of this question, I have of the show.
Doug, I will honor your question.
Okay. now I'm gonna forget what it was. After all that buildup, if he says to his, I want my lifeline. The lifeline doesn't know it. Then do they get multiple choice, or is it dead in the water?
I'll give the lifeline multiple choice. Y'all are working together on the question. Once
okay.
you initiate,
I think I'm gonna go multiple choice. Before the lifeline,
well,
yeah.
No, okay. No, but you can get the lifeline, see if he knows it right now.
I saw his eyes. He doesn't know shit. He made a good poster, that's it. I don't think that motherfucker's ever seen a movie.
It was a striptease poster,
Kip
so.
Tease. Yeah. Kip Tease was pretty good.
And he right. saw that and he was like, I'm done.
Your multiple choice options for the question, who starred and directed the Netflix science fiction film, The Midnight Sky? Is it A, George Clooney, B, Matt Damon, C, Brad Pitt, or D, John Krasinski?
Okay, I know this.
Who is it?
Yeah?
Just say it.
Wait. I know it's not Krasinski.
Well, this is fun. Let's narrow it down.
And you said Brad Pitt was one of them?
A, George Clooney, B, Matt Damon,
hey,
C,
hey,
Brad
George
Pitt.
Hey, George Clooney.
Nick Rutherford is on the board, everybody.
Yeah!
They saved the best woos.
Yeah, where are my San Diego wooers at? Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Kendall, let's do it again. Another round.
Oh, shit. All right, how we do it on time, Mark?
I was going to say, not to dampen the woos, but in the interest of time and my own sanity, this is going to be the round that determines the match.
We have 12 minutes.
Over to Doug Benson, who still has the lead. It is 4-2-1.
Okay.
Doug, category's Tom Cruise movies.
Right.
And your next question is...
Uh-huh.
Who directed Tom Cruise in the 2013 film Oblivion?
Oh.
The crowd is allowed to say, oh, shit.
Oblivion. Oblivion. I'll go multiple.
All right, your multiple choice options for a point. Is it A, Christopher McQuarrie, B, Tony Scott, C, Joseph Kaczynski, or D, Doug Liman?
Those are all made-up names.
God damn, I'm not absolutely sure.
Nick Rutherford has guessed George Clooney.
Let me hear the names one more time.
Is it A, Christopher McQuarrie, B, Tony Scott, C, Joseph Kaczynski, or D, Doug Liman?
It's C, Joseph Kaczynski.
Doug Benson has another point, and it is 5-2-1. So we go back to the young man who's going to live a long and happy life.
No, we established that that's not going to happen.
Category is thriller slash horror movies, David.
All right.
And your question for 2 points.
Yep.
David, does it feel good to have a category that's actually a category? I want you to tell me.
Well, see, I think mine's actually broader than the two of yours.
You and would, I feel because like... you have a different perspective because you're on Heaven's Gate.
I go...
Like, the next round, can you switch up our things so he can stop complaining about streaming?
I would if we had time, but we don't, so it's the only
okay.
round.
Sorry to interrupt.
Sorry, Nick. I tried for you.
I appreciate that.
These aren't exactly brain busters I've been asking in streaming.
No.
Your question in the category of horror/thriller. Which 1990s thriller features the line, "We see a deadly sin on every street corner, in every home, and we tolerate it"?
My. Repeat the question.
Oh, my.
What's that?
Can you repeat the question?
I can repeat the question.
Is that just cops in general? Just like...
Which 1990s thriller has the line, "We see a deadly sin on every street corner, in every home, and we tolerate it"?
It's a deadly what?
Sin.
Sin. Oh.
Man, this guy's obsessed with death.
Multiple choice.
Is it A, Fallen, B, The Silence of the Lambs, C, Copycat, or D, Seven?
I mean... It would...
Quiet, everyone.
It would have to be Seven.
Yes! Seven is correct.
Okay.
And that's a point.
The movie about
the
sins.
The seven deadly sins, right.
Yeah, yeah. That's how games work sometimes. You figure it out, you get the right answer. Move on!
It is 5-3-1.
And no more going yay before he says correct or not.
5-3-1. We go to Nick Rutherford. Nick, you selected streaming movies.
That's correct.
It was your choice.
That was my choice. I wanted the entirety of the internet to be my subject. Everything that's digital. I said anything that's digital, put it on the board.
All right. Your question in the category is streaming movies.
Give it to me.
What Ocean's 11 filmmaker directed Netflix's High Flying Bird and HBO Max's Kimmy?
Perfect. I am going to phone my friend Kip.
All right, Kip. You big dummy.
Who is it, Kip?
Wait, Kip, we can also go for multiple choice unless you know it.
You can after he tells us who it is. Give him a chance.
Oh, really? Oh, he's just giving me a suggestion.
All right, Kip,
I see.
I'm going to repeat the question for you. What Ocean's 11 filmmaker directed Netflix's High Flying Bird and HBO Max's Kimmy?
When we say filmmaker...
Hey, let him answer the question.
Could it be like
for fuck's sake, there's no more asking questions about the question.
Could it be a line
producer?
Don't
know. It could be what is the answer to the question you just asked.
Right.
Could it be a second AD?
Seriously, Nick. Please.
All right, Kip.
Let the fucking guy answer the fucking question. Because he doesn't even know what I've
been. Look at his stupid face. He doesn't know.
Kip, do you know it?
I can't see his stupid face in the dark.
Kip has no idea.
They all look really smart from here to me.
He's going multiple choice.
All right. That's what he offered?
All right. Yeah, your multiple choice options are...
That was his response, and it could have been 10 fucking minutes ago.
A, Tom Hooper.
Get a finger on Nick's mic and pot it down when it's not his turn.
Is it A, Tom Hooper, B, Danny Boyle, C, Steven Soderbergh, or D, Damien Chazelle?
I think that will be my main man, Soderbergh.
That is correct.
That's correct. You see how easy it is if you just get it the fuck over with?
5-3-2. We go to Doug Benson, who inadvertently selected Tom Cruise movies for his questioning.
I didn't mean to.
All right. Doug Benson currently in the lead and looking to keep it that way. Here is your next question in the category of Tom Cruise movies. What actor co-starred in and directed the 2007 drama Lions for Lambs?
What actor?
What actor co-starred and directed the 2007 drama Lions for Lambs?
I didn't realize he directed it because it's boring as all get out. And I think he's really cool, but I'm going to say Robert Redford.
Robert Redford is correct for 2 points. 7-3-2. And now here's where we stand. We're at the final question, time permitting, for each competitor. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to tell me if you want an easy one, a medium one, or a hard one. The point value is going to be 2 points for an easy one, 3 points for a medium one, or 5 points for a hard one. And we go to...
Was that a sound effect, or was that the actual thing that just happened?
That was really cool.
We really all just gasped.
All right, we go to
that
David Sanborn.
Exciting development.
Do you want a two-pointer, a three-pointer, or a five-pointer?
I've got...
Shush! It's his decision. Let him, dying man, decide. What do you want for your last meal? Give him a steak. Shut up.
It's 3-2 to 5, right?
3-7.
Two, seven?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I got to go 5 then.
Yes, you do.
You got to go 5.
Yes,
guys.
You do. All right. It's a hard one.
Yeah, yeah. Please
here it is. Maybe you've seen this film. In the murder mystery, The Watcher, Keanu Reeves plays a serial killer who plays retired FBI agent Joel Campbell.
Is there multiple choice of this or no?
You cannot have multiple choice.
Fuck.
Oh, shit.
Yep. All right.
The Watcher, Keanu Reeves, he kills people. Who would fight Keanu Reeves?
As an FBI agent, so we know it's not Nathan Fillion.
As an FBI agent!
It could be the other rookie.
Thanks for remembering.
I'm gonna go...
No pressure, but this is actually the final question of the match because Nick Rutherford cannot win.
Okay, well, I don't... Why do we say
no,
that?
No, you can
why
tie.
Why do we say that?
You can tie. You can tie.
I'm going to go Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, that's fun.
You should have...
He's got a face for it.
If only you answered that 3 questions
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're looking for James Spader.
Oh. James
and with
Spader.
That, David Sanborn has been eliminated from the game, but not from life. He's still here,
he's
guys.
He's still with us.
For a small window.
Thank you, David.
Still here, and now we go to young Nick Rutherford.
Yes.
Who's had an interesting match thus far.
5 points.
You want the 5-pointer?
Yeah. I mean, what else are we doing here?
All right.
This is San Diego. We woo-woo, and we go hard.
I feel like if he gets this one right, Doug, he should get like 20 points.
What documentary about a man
and
with
I
a tank?
I actually think you should give me an easier question because I'm fucking dumb.
I wish I could see you on a game show, Nick. I love the concept of a game show guest who negotiates their way through the entire thing. Like, yeah, but what if we do it this way?
The haggler.
What if your I got and Price is Right? What if I take the Plinko chip and throw it from across the room? Why can't I do that, Drew? Why can't I do that?
People would talk about it.
All right. For 5 points.
Yeah.
And the tie. The question to Rutherford is...
Kip, get your phone out. You can just look this shit
what
up.
What 2019...
He's not your lifeline anymore. You
no, I know. He can just text it to me. It's
no, don't text it to
me. 3 minutes left. God, I hope you don't
write
get this
right. Write
it on
the notepad and make it really large. I'll just see it.
What 2019 Netflix film features performances from Kristen Ritter, Robert Forster... Jesse Plemons, and Bryan Cranston.
I
don't think I know the answer.
Oh, that's going to be
wait, give
bad
me the
for
character.
You.
Give me the names again.
I'm going to give you the names
yeah,
again.
Yeah, please, please. Quick, we're running out of
2019
time.
Netflix film features performances from Kristen Ritter, Robert Forster, Jesse Plemons, and Bryan Cranston.
Okay, so that is going to be the spinoff movie. Which is it's got a weird name. And it's got a weird name, and if somebody just wrote it down on their phone and showed it to me, it would help.
I have 15 seconds
right,
on the
right,
clock.
Right, I know.
How long is it gonna take? You can do it in 15 seconds?
10 seconds.
I don't think Kip can, no.
No. He also did a C backwards, so
5 seconds.
Children of Our Fathers. It's not that.
That was a great
kidding.
Guess. That was a great guess.
Incorrect. Yeah. We were looking for El Camino, and with that, Doug
El
Benson
Camino.
Has
won. Wait a second. We still got time on the clock.
Give me a finishing move.
Give me a 5-pointer. I want to go out. I want to go. The schmodown is ending. I want to have another victory before it's over.
All right. Now, see, if you really want to show off, do you want to stick in the category of Tom Cruise or do you want a random category?
No, let's stick with Tom Cruise. He's got me this far.
All right. Tom Cruise.
He brought me to the dance. He twirled me around, and now we're going to go home. And
do you want an easy one, a medium one, or a hard one?
I want the hardest one. The hardest Tom Cruise.
All right. Here we go.
I want a Tom Cruise question. Not even Iceman could melt. What?
Here's your question. What film marks Tom Cruise's feature film debut?
Oh, no. Fuck.
You don't know this?
I mean, I have endless love for the man.
He got it!
But that is the answer.
It is endless love.
Endless love.
Doug Benson, 12 points.
Tom Cruise as car accident victim, or she fucks him or something. I forget what. It's something to do with his toe or something. Anyway, endless love.
He plays a character named David Sanborn in the movie? Is that how it goes?
No. So we did it, Home Improvement. I won for you. Congratulations. Yeah, any way you can get to that. Oh, she can come get it. She can get it. There you go. Be careful. It's heavy. Congratulations. Oh, man. All right. Mark Ellis, dangling champion. And maybe, you know, maybe every time you come back, I'll forget to have lost my notes.
I will bring my phone.
Because that was super fun. What would you like to plug, sir?
You can just find the Movie Trivia Schmoan. I don't think we gave that enough publicity today. So fall tour dates at markellis.live.
Right on, Mark Ellis. Back on the show soon.
Yes, and thanks to the great crowds here in San Diego. I'll let Nick do the woos, but thank you, Doug, for having me. Thanks, American Comedy Company, and thank all your listeners across the world.
That's his statement. No takebacks. Nick Rutherford.
Yeah, woo-woo. I don't know. I think my favorite thing I do is a show called Dream Corp LLC. You can watch it on Hulu. That's all I care about, really.
Watch it on Hulu. Yeah. Dream Corp.
Thank you, guys.
Watch it.
Is that a streaming service?
Absorb it.
Yeah, everything is basically a streaming service now, so I got fucked. And Kip knows it. Everybody in this room knows
it. It's a more narrow question than other movie categories because it has only been streaming for 7 years, and it's just stuff for streaming. They're not going to ask you about like all the other movies streaming show that they just pulled from.
So that was the category. So what, like, because you can watch like, you know, Day of the Condor, and that was made in the 70s or something.
Right. That's not in there just because it's on cable, just because it's on streaming. That wouldn't be a question.
Look, I don't want to argue this anymore with you.
Let's take this shit outside. One more time also for David Sanborn, everybody.
Yeah. Everybody say goodbye to David.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, David.
Good luck in the new world of Florida. And don't forget to write. And, you know, I can still go do a show in Florida maybe that David could be a guest on.
Yeah.
You never know. You never know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to plug anything other than to say that American Comedy Company and San Diego and the people who come to these shows here are never not a delight. I always have such a good time. I don't have another date here on the books, but I usually do shows here around Christmas time, Thanksgiving maybe. More likely Christmas time this year, but you know, whenever I come down here, you guys show up. And also, I didn't mean to say you guys, that's a microaggression. You fuckers, you show up. And I appreciate it. And one more time for all my guests today, Nick Rutherford, Mark Ellis, the David Sanborn. As always, I wrote down a last line from a movie to say today. It was the last line from Superman. I thought that was appropriate for Comic-Con. It was a Christopher Reeve line, and he says something like,
"Ow, my neck.
That's okay, man." Hit that theme song, please.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you.